Well, first responders from around the country are heading to Florida to help with the recovery efforts. And despite the intense wildfire season in California, that state is sending a search and rescue team to help out in the aftermath of Irma. More than 500 California first responders also went to Southeast Texas to assist the Hurricane Harvey efforts. Reporter Alex Emsley of member station KQED went out with a rescue crew.
I'm with three firefighters wading through Tamarind Woods, a neighborhood of ranch homes an hour south of Houston. A few residents are sloshing back and forth, and one woman is using garbage bags as waterproof pants. This is one of the places that seemed okay after Harvey hit, at first, but then reservoirs upstream started overflowing.
It wasn't flooded. They were told they'd come back, and then it started to rise again, so they called us out to double check, make sure everybody was out, and do a secondary search.
Captain Scott Lewis is a Sacramento firefighter, but out here, he leads a team of swiftwater rescuers for FEMA. The water is up around our thighs on the road, but rises to chest deep if you step off the shoulder. Lewis warns me to stay in the middle. Try to follow the yellow line, barely visible through the murky water. We come up to a pickup truck. Two men are talking through the window with the driver, Jeff Satsky. He's out on patrol.
We're going to change the name of the neighborhood from Tamarind Woods to the river runs through it.
He is the neighborhood
watchdog.
He was here before the water started coming up and made damn sure nobody was bothering him.
Pat Frazier stops for a rest, puts a hand on the truck for support. I ask him how bad his house is.
Oh, it's okay. I can't use an electric blanket, but
it's got about 20 inches of water in there.
Yeah, it came up about 4 days ago.
This is the overflow from the Brazos.
Jim Lester has spent the last week doing what he can for people like Frazier. He lives an hour away, and his house is fine.
Why are you going out to help people?
Because they need help. I don't know. They just need help. If I was in that shape, I'd want somebody to come help me, so I'm doing what I want people to do for me.
Harvey killed at least 70 people and drove more than 50,000 from their homes. Pat Frazier has seen this kind of destruction before, but never in quite this way.
I'm a retired insurance adjuster, worked 1,000 flood claims after the water's gone, and to be a victim of one and to be inside that house when your clothes are floating in front of you and everything else is going on, it's just incredible.
Frazier is surprised when he learns the firefighters are from 2,000 miles away.
You guys are here from Sacramento, California. I can't even say enough how good it makes me feel.
The floodwaters seem to have washed away any notion of rivalry between Texas and California, the quintessential red and blue states.
The truth of the matter is, you guys are here. We're y'all are us. We're Americans. Yeah. Don't give me a crying now.
It's our pleasure, sir, our okay? Friend. Thank you very much.
California sent more than 500 first responders to Texas. Captain Scott Lewis from Sacramento says it's not easy work, but you learn to cope.
We deal with life and death and birth and cancer. We deal with that all the time. I mean, when someone calls 911, they don't want a hug necessarily. They want your action.
Lewis and the rest of California Task Force 7 are on the road back to Sacramento. Some of them may soon head out again to fight the wildfires burning across the state. I'm Alex Emsley,